As we get older, there's a natural tendency for prana to diminish. This must be countered to preserve youthfulness. India's ancient science of life, Ayurveda, is usually referred to as India's traditional medicine, but there is a deeper spiritual basis for Ayurveda. According to Ayurveda, the life energy or prana is channeled through our bodies by a wind known as vata. When prana-vata, prana's channel throughout the body, is out of balance, there's general disruption throughout the system. As the wind of the body, vata is cold, drying, and piercing. The whole body begins to shrivel and dry up. The bowels become dry, tight, and constipated. Racked with insomnia and worry, the person languishes, prey to ever-increasing aches and pains. Old people rarely suffer from just one of the symptoms of vata imbalance, and many suffer them on a broad scale. If multiple drugs are prescribed for each symptom, new imbalances begin to pile up, for the body cannot help but react with imbalance to the common medications of the elderly. Whether we like it or not, a symptom is something the body wants to express. It is a message, and drugs suppress that expression. How fast you age is intimately linked to the speed and intensity of vata aggravation. What can cause vata imbalance? Ayurveda holds that any quality vata already possesses will be stimulated by the same quality outside. These qualities are dry, cold, changeable, rough, moving, light, subtle, and quick. Anything in your environment that contains these specific traits will increase vata. Dry weather, dry foods, cold weather, cold food and drink, motion, travel, sudden life changes, rough textured materials next to the skin, being made to rush, etc. Prana vata regulates the nervous system, so it shifts with the slightest thought or sensation. By doing the things that are needed to keep prana vata in balance, we have a complete system for conserving prana and defeating the aging process at an extremely subtle level. Vata can be kept in balance through various lifestyle measures, keeping regular habits for mealtimes, bedtime work schedule, warm, well-cooked food, sunshine, warm, heavy foods in cold weather, nurturing emotions, relaxation, avoidance of stressful situations, stable relationships and work, stable home life, and a quiet, orderly work environment. Special attention to balancing vata should be paid whether you are recuperating from illness, under emotional stress, suffering from jet lag, displayed depression, chronic fatigue and exhaustion, or have been physically wounded. All of these conditions cause severe vata disturbance. The final boundary that limits human life is death. And for thousands of years, humans have tried to travel beyond that boundary. Despite the obvious mortality of our bodies, moments arise when the clear perception of immortality shines through. Some people believe that they have contacted this timeless realm through near-death experiences, but it is also accessible in everyday life. Our first world is the world of action and activity, but there are moments when the second world makes itself known, full of peace and joy, and a clear, unforgettable sense of who we really are. If the second world is inside us, so is the first, because everything to be seen, felt, and touched in the world is knowable only as firings of neuronal signals inside our brains. It all happens in here. The first world contains sickness, aging, and death as inevitable parts of the scenery. In the second world, these are totally absent. Therefore, finding this world within ourselves and experiencing it, even for a moment, could have a profound effect upon the process of sickness and aging, if not death itself. The new paradigm assures us that there's a level of nature where time dissolves. This shows us that being, living in the eternal, is a very real state, existing beyond change and death, a place where the laws of nature are overturned. Death is ultimately just another transformation from one configuration of matter and energy to another. But unless you stand outside the arena of change, death represents an endpoint, an extinction. To escape death ultimately means escaping the worldview that gives death its terrible sense of closure and finality. When the spell of mortality is broken, you can release the fear that gives death its power. By seeing through the fear, you can turn it into a positive force. Let your fear of death motivate you to examine your true worth and to have a dream for your life, Dr. David Wiskott writes. Let it help you value the moment, act on it, and live in it. I want to go even further and suggest that when you see yourself in terms of timeless being, every cell awakens to a new existence. True immortality can be experienced here and now in this living body.